smiling faces, telling stories. I'm sure there's going to be a whole bunch of that tonight, but thank you all so much. I know this is a, I got some music playing there, serenading while I talk here, but so glad to see everyone out. What an encouragement it is to see so much people that Brother Howard impacted. I mean, he was only here for 3 short years, but the lives that he impacted in a very special way. And I'm excited to worship the Lord with you tonight. That's what we're here to do. That's what Brother Howard would want us to do, is worship our Lord. And as we do that, we're going to remember the great life of Brother Howard. And let's not think that he's gone for good. He's in heaven right now doing just fine. And we praise the Lord for that. And we're going to talk some more about that in just a little bit. But we're going to open tonight with a word of prayer. And what we're going to do tonight, we're going to have church, okay? We're going to sing a couple congregationals. Then Pastor Daniel is going to preach to us. And then Brother Steve is going to sing a song for us. I'm going to preach, and Brother Steve is going to sing another song. And we've got a beautiful video at the end that Brother Steve made, just remembering the life of Brother Howard and some wonderful pictures. So you pray for the service. I know Brother Howard wants God to move tonight in every heart. He would want me to let you know that if you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus, he wants you to know him before you leave tonight. There's no doubt in my mind, because Brother Howard was a witnesser. Brother Howard was a evangelist, and we're going to tell you a lot about Jesus tonight, and I'm excited to do that. But we're going to open tonight with a word of prayer, and then we'll sing a couple congregational songs. Brother Chris Lipford, would you pray for us, please? Yes. 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 Please, Lord. Please, Lord. Oh, Lord, please. Yes. Amen. So we're going to sing the first song that we know Brother Howard loved very much. Let's sing this one together, Blessed Assurance. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of the Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. And I can guarantee you, that's what Brother Howard's doing right now And that's what he wants us to do tonight. Hey, we might as well get some practice before we get there. So when we do, we'll be able to catch up to Brother Howard, who's had some practice before we got there. So let's sing this next song together, The Old Rugged Cross.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. On that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. In that old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Hey, that's where Brother Howard's at. Then he'll call me someday, amen, to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Amen. I praise the Lord for the cross.
Hey, it's in times like these, Miss Linda, where we can cling to that cross, because it is because of that cross that we get to see Brother Howard again one day. And I praise the Lord for that. So I'm honored to now to allow Pastor Daniel to come up and share the word of God with us. You pray for him as he shares the word with us now.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Tyler. And oh, wow, it's just a tremendous joy to see you all here tonight. An honor to say a few words. It was an honor to know Brother Howard. What a blessing, yes. Blessing he was. And it's just good to see. Man, there's a lot of people I haven't seen. Well, good to see Sean back, and man, a lot of people here. Thank you all for coming out. And I know that means a lot to the family. Yes. And what a blessing. I think of there's one verse that says in Proverbs 20. Says that the just man walketh in his integrity, and his children are blessed after him. Yes. And looking at this at this obituary brochure, and 30 grandchildren, 42 great grandchildren, 4 great great grandchildren. Oh, wow! And I want to recognize each one. No, I'm just, I don't know everybody's. that's amazing. What a blessing! What a blessing! And and I just want to tell you all, you all are blessed.
Amen.
Brother Howard was a just man.
Amen.
And he wasn't just really because of anything that he did, but because of what Jesus Christ did. Amen. For him on the cross.
Yes, sir.
And he put his faith in Christ, and it was very, very obvious and apparent. But because of that, because of his life in Christ, he did. He was a man that walked in his integrity.
Yes.
And you all are blessed. And I look at Brother Howard as he was exemplary. I mean, he's just an example. One of the verses that really came to my mind as I just reflected and was praying about, you know, what to say tonight is in Matthew 5:16. The Bible says, "Let your light therefore shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." And he lived a life. His light shined. It shined bright.
Yes.
And our chief end, our chief purpose, God wants us all to be saved.
Amen.
He wants us to come into the family of Christ and have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ and have our sins taken care of. But he wants us to glorify God with our life. And we do that by letting our light shine.
Yes,
and people can see our good works. But he was exemplary in so many ways. He was a blessing to me personally. I remember when he first came to Mountain City, and I was pastoring then, and Steve and Vanessa and Caden, they came first, and then right after that, Brother Howard, Miss Linda, they came to the church, and these guys, I'm telling you, they just jumped right in, and they were a joy,
Amen.
And faithful,
yes.
And I just remember looking up to heaven and just saying, "Dear Lord, what have I done to just deserve this favor, yeah, this blessing? I don't deserve this." And Mountain City Baptist has a lot of members like that, and that's what they were like. They were just their faith. He was faithful. He was a blessing. He's encouragement. He was always very engaged. Loved the Bible, and he loved to study. He really did. He would often, he'd call me up a lot. He'd be like, "Pastor, I got a question for you."
Amen.
And he would have the best questions.
Yep.
And he really did. And I usually didn't know the answer, Jason. I just, but no, he asked some real good, he made me think and kept me on my toes. No, but he was a blessing. And we have some little like pamphlets and books and stuff, like a little miniature library here at the church. And I would say, Brother Howard read most of those books. I mean, he was very well studied. He knew what he believed. Tell you what, he was ready to go.
Yes.
He was like the Apostle Paul. He said, "I know whom I have believed and am persuaded. He'll keep that which I've committed to him against that day." He was ready. He knew what he believed. He was a blessing to me personally. He was a blessing to our church.
Yes.
He was a blessing to really anybody that knew him. The Bible says a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And just look around. I mean, as Pastor Tyler mentioned earlier, he wasn't here very long, but I tell you what, in a short amount of time he lived in Johnson County, he connected well,
yes.
Impacted a lot of people, and just was an example in that way. He was a blessing to my family. You know, two of the greatest commandments God gave us is to, number one, to love the Lord our God with our heart, our soul, our mind. The second thing was to love our neighbor as ourselves. And he loved his neighbor. And of course, everybody's our neighbors, what the Bible says. But my parents, my mom and dad, they were his physical neighbors. They lived three doors down. And many a night, my dad would talk about how Brother Howard, he would knock on the door and he would show up with some food, a supper that Miss Linda had made. And he would deliver that. And that was, what a blessing to my parents. And Miss Linda is a great cook, if you've ever, it's just awesome. So I had dad trained to call me and I'd go, no, just kidding. I'm going to get, my wife's a good cook too. I'm going to get in trouble here. But what a blessing to my family and a blessing to our church. And it was exemplary. And this is what I really liked about you guys is I love watching you guys. I really did. I mean, they had a good marriage.
Yes, sir.
I guess everybody has this, when you're young, you're like, this is what I picture. This is what my dream. Yeah, I want to marry, love my life, and grow old, and just, you know, grow old together and be in love. And you look at those two, and that's, you know, I think they got it. You know? they had it. I mean, I love to watch them together. They were just happy, full of life. I mean, always together. He was ready to go. And I think if it wasn't, he would have went a lot. He was just concerned about you. That's what he was. He was concerned about you. But, the Bible says in Ephesians 5:25 says, husband, love your wives as Christ therefore loved the church and gave himself for it. And a good marriage is a picture of the gospel. It really is. It's a picture of what Christ did for all of us. And he loved us so much that he gave his life for each and every one of us. He died so that we may live. And we can have life by putting our faith in Christ. And that example, that's what we should, just a challenge to me as a husband, to be that type of husband in my marriage, put my wife's needs above my own, to die to self. But again, most importantly, it's a picture of the gospel. And then lastly, I'll close out with this, that he lived with conviction. He was exemplary in how he had a burden. I mean, he did. He had a burden for people. He loved not only his wife, he loved his family. He had a burden for his family. He talked about his kids, grandkids a lot, had a burden for all of you all, had a burden for his friend. There was one guy in particular, he would always, several times, he would come up to me just real serious, and he would say, Pastor, will you help me pray for my friend? And he would name his name, and he said, I've been praying for him for years. And every time he gets to talk to him, he said, every time I talk to him, I get to share the gospel with him. He needs to get saved. Will you pray that he'll get saved? And what a burden for the lost. And I know he has a burden. He had a burden for everybody, a burden for all of you all. And I just want to challenge you tonight. As he said, we know where he's at right now. And we're thankful because of Christ. The grave has no victory. There's no victory in the grave. And we have life in Christ.
Amen.
Make sure that you know the Lord is your Savior.
Yes.
We have a good example to follow because of what Christ did in his life.
Yes.
And that's a challenge to me, encouragement to me to make my life count, to do things right. I want to be able to finish one day, finish well. And I believe he finished well.
Yes.
He finished as the Apostle Paul. He said, I have run the race. I've finished my course. I have fought a good fight. And he finished well. And I want to be able to finish well. And it's just a real honor. Real honor. I'm so thankful for you all.
Yes.
And been praying for you all. And you guys are a blessing to us. And thank you for the opportunity to say a few words tonight, Brother C.
The night before Dad passed, Mom asked me to get my guitar and play a few songs, and Dad actually could say a few words, and he asked me to do this song, Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Amen. About God's grace too. Amen. After that, if we had that music, I got a phone call. My brother called. He goes, it's on FaceTime. He called me up. He said, give me the phone to Dad.
Amen.
And took the phone over to Dad. He said, Dad, just want you to know I accepted Christ today.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's good. Thank you.
You should have seen the smile come on his face after
that. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Dad had been praying for that for a long time.
Yeah.
So just want to share that.
I praise the Lord for that, and I praise the Lord that he let Brother Howard know before he went home that his boy accepted Christ, and I praise the Lord for that. And I'd forgotten that, brother, my brother. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother, I praise the Lord that the Lord's doing that. And I know Brother Howard's running a lap or two in heaven right now, and just enjoying the Lord. And I know for a long time he was mad about that he couldn't do, his hand was like that. And in heaven right now, he's like this right here. He's doing just fine. And I praise the Lord for that. So tonight, before I get into the thought the Lord has laid on my heart, I want to read Brother Howard, the words that were written about Brother Howard that a lot of people have seen online on the Mountain City Funeral Home website, just because it's so beautiful. And I'm going to reference this a lot in my message tonight, but this is what a obituary is supposed to sound like for a child of God, and what an encouragement to me. It says, on the Lord's Day, Sunday, March 5th, 2023, Rodney Howard Brooks, loving husband, father, grandfather, great-grandfather, went home to be with his Lord and Savior at the age of 79 at his home in Mount City, Tennessee, surrounded by his family. Howard was born in Clatsop County, Oregon, on July 10, 1943. Although he lived in many places during his childhood, he settled in Malala, and I'm sure I'm butchering these names, Oregon, in the early 1960s. I'm not from Oregon, okay? Cut me some slack. Where he lived most of his adult years. On March 24, 1979, Howard, a single father of two children, married the love of his life of 45 years, Linda, a young widow with five children. He was a sawmill worker at the Publishers Lumber Products for 21 years, and during that time, he and Linda became adoptive parents of six more children. After retiring from the mill, he began working for the Malala River School District as a custodian and retired as head custodian in 2007 after 20 years. He and Linda then moved to Canby, Oregon. Being the hard worker that he was, he accepted a part-time job as janitor of Canby Adult Center, where he worked for 12 more years. At the age of 75, he decided to fully retire and move to Mountain City, Tennessee, where he spent the last 3.5 years of his life. Brother Howard was saved by the grace of God and baptized in 1984. He was a faithful member of Mountain View Baptist Church in Oregon and Mountain City Baptist Church in Mountain City, Tennessee. He loved the Lord. He loved the Lord, loved God's word, and loved God's people, and enjoyed serving the Lord in so many different ways, and always found opportunity to share the gospel even in his last days. And that's true, even on his deathbed and in the hospital. Do you know Jesus? Have you been saved? And he's about to transition from this life to the next, and he wants to make sure you know the Lord. And what an example. And we're all healthy, doing good, and going about our life and not saying a word. Brother Howard's about to go to heaven. And he wants to make sure before he goes that the people around him does. What an example that was. Yeah. Howard is survived by his wife Linda, daughter Lori Phipps of, and I'm going to not say the areas because I'm just going to butcher the, and you guys know where you're from, but I don't want to mess up the, so the Lori Phipps, son Michael Brooks, daughter Barbara Ray, Steve Shelley, Ken Shelley, Carla Johnson, Margie Cole, Kara Brooks, Shamali Brooks, Mark Brooks, Mindy Brooks, son Rick Brooks, and 30 grandchildren, 42 great-grandchildren, as well as four great-great-grandchildren, siblings, nieces, and nephew. Howard loved to hunt, listen to music, and play pool. Spend time with his family, church family, and the many friends that he had made over the years of his blessed life. His life Bible verse was, and this is the first time I've ever seen a verse in an obituary. His life Bible verse was John 15:5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. And I just thought that was beautiful. And what an encouragement to see. That leaves no doubt to somebody that would read where Brother Howard is. And to be honest with you, I never heard Brother Howard's testimony. But I didn't need to. He didn't have to tell me he was saved. I could see it. He lived it. He showed it. And I praise the Lord for that. And I want to begin tonight with one verse very quickly in Psalm 116, verse 15. It says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Precious. Valuable. The Lord cares very much about that. And I praise the Lord that for a child of God, all through this life, all the way to death, through death and all the way in heaven, the Lord is intimately involved with Brother Howard and Miss Linda. Precious. It's not like the saint has moved on now, let's forget about him. No, the Lord, I praise the Lord for a child of God. He's with us to it, through it, and after it forever. Because Jesus was separated from the Father, so his children would never have to be. And I praise the Lord for that. But a few things that, as I was thinking about Brother Howard, and in this instance with Brother Howard, I didn't have to think about what to say. I had to think about what not to say in regards to time, or we'd be here till midnight. Yeah. Because there's so many things that I could have said about Brother Howard Brooks, but there's a few that jumped out to me, and several of these the Lord immediately laid on my heart when he went into the hospital that last time, knowing that it could have been, it may be close that he goes home. A few things I want to encourage you with, and just as Pastor Daniel said, one thing that could mark the life of Brother Howard Brooks is, and he's an example. Brother Howard, when we say example, we're not saying he was perfect, because nobody is. But Brother Howard was a great example to all of us, and we're going to see that in the areas that I want to mention tonight. The first thing, when I thought about Brother Howard, and I read in the obituary there, Brother Howard, he was a breadwinner. He was a breadwinner. I did not realize Brother Howard worked 87 jobs in his lifetime. Hey, when I retire, I'm retired. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. But Brother Howard, but he retired. He worked another job, then worked another job. And then when he moved to Tennessee, he fully retired. But then he got extra active in Mountain City Baptist Church. And every opportunity he had, he wanted to serve. Brother Howard, he was an example. He was a breadwinner. The Bible says, 2 Thessalonians 3:10, "For even when we were with you, this was commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat." Brother Howard Brooks did not have that problem. Brother Howard Brooks was a breadwinner. No, but also, Brother Howard, and he got to coach me up a little bit when I was in the hospital with him a while back, but he loved the billiards. Brother Howard was a pool shark. Yes, he was. And there was one day I had the privilege of being with him in the hospital, just me and him for a good 45 minutes to an hour. And after we talked, and he was, like Pastor Daniel said, mostly concerned about Miss Linda. We prayed together, but after we talked about that, the next thing we talked about for a good 30 minutes was pool. And he was breaking down the table and says, "This is why this is there, and this is how you do that. So anybody wants to play me in pool, Brother Howard, show me how to take you down." Brother Howard, I've heard some stories about Brother Howard being a master on the pool table, and he came in second place recently at the senior center. He was just being nice to the first place what he was doing. That's just Brother Howard. He's just being humble and then want to take the thunder from whoever won. Hopefully you're not in here because that's a joke. But Brother Howard, he loved the billiards. And another thing I thought about, Brother Howard, and at first I put he loved, but he loves his babies. I'm going to point that out. Not loved. Brother Howard's love for every one of his children in the room or maybe watching online or listening later. His love has not ended. He now has a perfect love for you. He could not love you perfectly until he got to heaven. But praise God now, his love for you is absolutely perfect. So don't ever say, "Dad loved me." Dad loves you right now. I promise you that. The Bible says in Psalm 127, verses 3 through 5, it says, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate." Brother Howard, as Pastor Daniel Sam said, was a blessed man. And he had a massive quiver full, didn't he? He sure did. When I was reading all those, the children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren that Brother Howard had, he had his quiver full. And I know that he loved his babies. In the video that we'll show later, and I'm sure a lot of you have seen it on Facebook, if he wasn't with Miss Linda, and that's what we're going to talk about next, he was with somebody, one of his babies, one of his children, someone in his family. But he loves his babies, all 12 children, all 30 grandchildren, all 42 great-grandchildren, all 4 great-great-grandchildren. Brother Howard loves you. Never forget that. He loves you. But not only did he love his, not only does he love his babies, but Miss Linda, he loves his bride.
Yeah.
Loves continually.
Yeah.
Now he loves you perfectly.
Yeah.
And he loved you close to perfect on this earth. But he loves you.
Amen.
Pastor Daniel read the verse, but I'm going to read it again because it's just a great picture of the gospel. Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it.
Yeah.
Every husband in the room, we're commanded to love our wives. That puts them before us.
Yeah.
Their needs before us. And Brother Howard Brooks did that. He was an example in that area to every man in this room. You want to learn how to do that? I mean, you look to Jesus, and that's why Brother Howard was able to do it, because he looked to Jesus. But Brother Howard was an example. He loves his bride. He loves you perfectly now, Miss Linda. That love hasn't ended. It will never end. And one day you'll join him, and you'll have that perfect love for him as well. And I praise the Lord for that. So he loves his babies. He loves his bride. And one thing Pastor Daniel has already talked about, but one another thing Brother Howard was to me, Brother Howard, he was a Barnabas.
Yeah, that's good.
There was a man in the Bible. His name wasn't Barnabas starting out. The Bible says, Acts 4, 36 and 37, and Joseph, who by the apostle were surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. This man here in the Bible, he got the name, maybe the nickname Barnabas, son of consolation or encouragement. That's what Brother Howard Brooks was to me. And if you spend any time around him at all, he was that to you, wasn't it? I've never once in my life ever, and that includes me being in the hospital room with him and him not doing well at all, seen Brother Howard in a bad mood, ever. Always had an encouraging word to say. Always was in a good mood. Always, how you doing, Brother Howard? Better than I deserve. Always. Brother Howard was an encourager. We need more of those today.
Yeah.
People in the world today, sadly, we're good at putting people down. But we need to learn from Brother Howard, and we need to be encouragers. People need encouragement today, and Brother Howard was a wonderful Barnabas to me, and I'm sure to many people in this room. But another thing, Pastor Daniel mentioned this as well, but Brother Howard, he was a Berean. Pastor Daniel already mentioned it. The Bible says, Acts 17, verse 10, and the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble, these Bereans, these people here, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica. And God had some very high words to say through the pen of Paul to the Thessalonians, but in that they received, this is the Bereans, received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men not a few. Brother Howard was a Berean. He fits that example to a T. Brother Howard, and when you see these Bereans, they weren't people who questioned the Word of God. They received it willingly. But they said, hey, we're going to go look in the Bible and make sure that that's right. We're going to learn it. We're going to lock it down in our hearts. We're going to know why we believe what we believe. We're not going to just hear it from a preacher and say, why do you believe that? Because my preacher said that. No, they believed it because they knew it. And because they knew it, it impacted their lives and everyone around them. Brother Howard was the same way. Brother Daniel said many times, Brother Howard, take me aside in the sanctuary here. And he'd say, Pastor, I got a question. And as Pastor Daniel said, most of the time I did not know the answer. I was asked a question tonight, Brother Wayne, and I didn't know the answer to it, did I? But Brother Howard would come ask answers, and he would go grab a book on it. If he didn't know the answer to it, he would get his Bible and a book on the Bible on that, and he would learn it, and he would read, and he would study until he knew it. And that's the way we should be.
Yeah.
It is mine and Pastor Daniel's desire to share with you the truth of the Word of God, but it's not going to impact you like God wants it to until you learn it for yourself. That's what the Bereans did. That's what Brother Howard did. What an encouragement that was, and a challenge to me. Hey, and Pastor Daniel said he loved his Bible. I mean, he loved to read. He loved many books. But most of all, he loved the Word of God. Brother Steve told me tonight before the service, every day, outside of probably waking up and telling Miss Linda he loved her and good morning to her, he would go find his Bible. And before he did anything, Brother Howard would read the Word of God. What an example. What an example. That is why he was able, by God's grace, to live the life that he lived. Because he put God first. He was saturated with the Word of God. Brother Howard was a Berean. But Brother Howard was only able, as Pastor Daniel already said, to be the godly man that he was because he was born again. That's why Brother Howard Brooks was able to live a godly life. That's why Brother Howard was able to love and still loves Miss Linda to this day like he did, put her before himself. That's why he did that, not because Brother Howard Brooks was just some superhuman that could do it on his own. No, none of us can. We're all wretched apart from the work of God in our hearts and in our lives. But because Brother Howard Brooks, we read it in the obituary there, in 1984, repented of his sins, placed his faith in Jesus Christ, and then to tell the world, he was baptized, it's an outward showing of an inward change. That's what baptism is. And he showed the world that he had given his life to Christ. And it wasn't a one-time thing. It wasn't like he got baptized and then he was done living it. No, Brother Howard lived it every day. was an example to me, challenged me, encouraged me, helped me. And I'm going to carry with me the rest of my life what I learned from him and the example and the encouragement he was to me. But Brother Howard wouldn't want us to end tonight without asking you, are you born again? If you died tonight. Because that's what times such as these very clearly remind us of. One day, we are going to die, just as Brother Howard did. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. One out of one people die. And if Brother Howard were here tonight, I wouldn't have to preach. He could tell you that he wants to see you in heaven with him one day. You don't get there by your good works outweighing your bad. You don't get there by doing good deeds. You get there by placing your faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says in the back end of John chapter 3, verse 7, it says, ye must be born again. Praise the Lord, Brother Howard was. Why do we need to be born again? Because our first birth, we're born into sin. But we read in the Bible, Genesis 3, we see that that's when sin entered the world. Adam and Eve took of the forbidden fruit. Sin entered the world, and because of that, every person that was born after that was born a sinner. That's why we must be born again, because the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means that we have missed the mark. The glory of God is Jesus. See, if the mark was another human being, if the mark was someone else on this earth, you could say, well, that I can make that mark. But the mark is Jesus. And the mark is perfection. But that verse says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory. I mean, we have, every person in here has missed the mark. You say, well, Pastor Tyler, I'm a pretty good person. The Bible says, our righteousness is filthy rags. Our best 5 seconds of our life is not enough to get us to heaven. Because it's not what we've done, it's what we are. We sin because we are sinners. And the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. That's what we've earned. This is a reminder to us all. We're going to die. I praise the Lord. There was no doubt, not even a sliver of doubt in my mind, that if Brother Howard was ready to go, not a doubt in my mind. My man was an evangelist in the hospital bed. Every person that came into contact with, I don't know if I ever heard him tell anybody, I'm a Christian. No, he just lived it. And they probably knew it when he said, hey, do you know Jesus as your Savior? That's the question we all need to ask ourselves if we're all going to die one day. And if we die without Jesus, if someone dies without Jesus, you will spend eternity in the terrible place called hell. You say, well, Pastor Tyler, this is a celebration of life. Why are you saying this? Because Brother Howard would want me to. He doesn't want a person in this room, a person listening on the live stream right now, or there, as far as I know, there's people listening all over the United States, watching some people, there's all around the world. Every person that hears my voice, Brother Howard wants you to be in heaven with him. But you're a sinner just as he was. Brother Howard didn't go to heaven because he was good enough to get there. He went to heaven because he placed his faith in Christ. He agreed with God about his sin and repented of his sin and placed his faith in Jesus. That's the key. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, not through our good works, but through Jesus. Jesus is why Brother Howard's in heaven today. Not by anything Brother Howard did. Because if it was up to him or me, we wouldn't go there. Brother Howard's there because of Jesus, because of that cross. That's why I love that song. And I'll cherish that old rugged cross. Cling to the old rugged cross. Because that is why we get to go there as his children. But it's not enough to know the information. If you know Jesus died for you, if you know he's how you can go to heaven, it's not enough to know. You've got to respond. I praise the Lord. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Howard Brooks was a whosoever. I thank God I'm a whosoever. Every person in this room is a whosoever. Every person that's watching online or listening later on the website, you're a whosoever that Jesus died for, He shed His blood for, He was buried, and He rose again 3 days later for. So that if you'll call upon His name, Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Call on Jesus tonight, and you will have a guarantee to see Brother Howard again one day. It's as simple as that. See, there may be people in the room tonight that have heard, you got to do this and do that and do this and do that to get it. And then you got to do this and do that and do this and do that and walk on eggshells the rest of your life to keep it. But I praise God, true Christianity and the Word of God says it's been done by Jesus. And all He asks is that you call upon His name. Ask Him to forgive you of your sins and save your soul. The Bible says there, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know one that contested that tonight? Amen. I can. And every believer in the room can. I praise the Lord that if you'll call upon Him, He will save you tonight. Amen. Immediately, completely, eternally, He will save you. And you'll have the hope of seeing Brother Howard again one day. I look forward to that day. Amen. And every believer in the room, I know you do too. Miss Linda, I don't think it's going to be too much longer. We see this. We see what all is going on around us. Every believer should know, hey, we're getting close. That's why the Bible says today is the day of salvation. You say, well, I'm not getting saved tonight. That would be disrespectful to do that at a funeral. That is exactly why I'm preaching this message, because Brother Howard wants you to do that. Every member of the family wants you to do that. Every person here wants you to know Jesus before you leave. We're not just doing this because that's what you do at funeral. We're doing it because we want you to know the same Jesus that we know, so you could have the same hope that we have, so that we could see Brother Howard again one day. That's what He wants. But I can't do it for you. Man, I wish I could. I'd walk around, I'd save every person in the building tonight, every one of you. I'd fly to all over the world. I'd go to Oregon, where everybody's at. I'd do it. I'd do it. But I can't. You've got to respond. And we're going to hang around tonight for a little bit. And if you don't know Jesus, or if you're unsure of your eternal destiny, of your eternal destination, don't leave tonight. Tonight's a night to leave knowing you're going to heaven. So that you could lay your pillow on lay your head on your pillow tonight with peace in your heart, knowing. But if you don't wake up in the morning, you're going to see Brother Howard and be with Him in heaven. That's why I told Brother Howard, last thing I said to him before I left, when he was still here with us, I said, I'll see you in the morning, Brother Howard. And we're going to, if you're saved, you're going to. And I believe it's eternal morning in heaven. Jesus is the light. I look forward to that day. I praise the Lord. I have that hope, not because of what I've done, but because of what Jesus did, and you can have that same hope tonight. Do not leave without making things right with God. Don't do it. Brother Howard would beg you tonight, make things right. Brother Steve.
When I see the sunrise in the morning, when I feel the wind blow across my face, when I hear the sound of children playing, I know it's all part of God's amazing grace. I believe place called heaven. I believe in a place called Calvary. I believe in a man whose name is Jesus. And I believe that he gave his life for me. Well, I was there the day my daddy went to heaven. Held his hand as he closed his eyes to sleep, and I felt the power of 10,000 angels take his soul away to be crowned at Jesus' feet. I believe there's a place called heaven. I believe in a place called Calvary. I believe in a man whose name is Jesus. I believe that he gave his life for me. Oh, I believe that he gave his life for me.
Praise the Lord that at this very moment, Brother Howard's faith has been made sight. He believed in heaven. Now he lives in heaven. He believed on Jesus. Now his eyes, I am so jealous. His eyes have, he has laid his eyes on his Savior. Oh, praise the Lord. I thank the Lord that we have hope through Jesus. So tonight, before we end the service, what we were going to do, Brother Steve wanted us to open up the floor to anyone that may have a memory, Brother Howard, that you would like to share to everyone here. We wanted to open up the floor for anyone that would like to do that.
Yeah, that was a great man.
He was. Amen.
He married my mom and five kids. He didn't have to take us on and love us.
Yeah.
About the 6 more.
Amen.
Of love. I mean, he knew what it was to love. And Mark put it eloquently.
Yes.
That he knew love. He was love.
Yes.
And I'll add to that. He was love because of Christ. Because
yes.
Of God.
Amen.
God was able to put that love in him. Amen. And he wouldn't love us that much.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for him.
That's right.
But he was a good man. He's a hard worker. He loved mom. He adored mom. I got to see him look right into her eye just before he passed.
Yeah.
And if you could just see him look into her eyes.
Yeah.
And had a hold of her hand.
Yeah.
And smiled at her. That was the first smile, or the last smile of mom. The next smile we saw, he was actually looking up into heaven.
Amen.
He was looking right up through the ceiling of his house, where he was laying in the hospital bed. And he looked up, and he smiled. Then the smile went away. He just kind of stared up there for a little bit, closed his eyes, and that's the last time he opened his eyes. So I will say this. If you don't know Dad's Lord, my Lord,
hey.
Mom's Lord, Ken's Lord.
Amen.
if you don't know him, Dad would want you to know him.
Yes.
And so he was a good man. His goodness came from God, and his goodness held his family together. And we love him.
Amen.
And we love him because God loved him and he loved us.
Amen.
So, anyway, I just want to share that.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Man. Wish I could. Amen. Yes, sir.
He's just a good all-American.
Amen.
I mean, he appreciated hard work. He loved guns, hunting, barbecue. I mean, he just just a great guy, but he did. He loved the Lord. And
football player
fan though. Yeah. No. He loved the Lord and you know, I share this, you know, he was just in tune. You know, I could tell, you know, and he'd been praying for church.
Yeah.
And I remember one time I had a message I was really struggling with it. And I felt like, man, this is going to be a serious egg. I'm going to lay an egg today, you know. And he would do this Sunday. He'd come up and he's like, hey, Pastor, I got this, you know, you want to read this or... And I would look at it, and it's like go right in with what we're the Lord laid on my heart.
Amen.
And I'm like, dude, you trying to take my job? But it really helped me out. But I mean, I appreciate he was you know, that's just the Holy Spirit, you know, bearing witness. And
yes, sir.
And what a blessing. But he did. He loved the Lord, and what a great example. And
amen. Praise the Lord. Man, he may not have been a football fan, but he did like the Beavers. That was almost another B that I put in there. I didn't. I had a lot of B's for Brother Howard.
I just always mention that Dex as well because he's got some of his kids that want
to be. He didn't want to hurt their feelings. I know. They'll get right with God one day, won't they? I don't have a dog in that race. That's a joke. I do know he liked the Beavers because if he had a sports hat on, it was the Oregon State. Anyone else would like to share something? Yes, sir.
I feel sorry from the bottom of my heart for you folks that haven't known Howard and Miss Linda for 33 years. They had the generosity, the heart, and the love of the Lord invited us to join their family. Now, the folks here in the first two rows, some of them were 4 years old or 3 years old at the time we met them. Mark, an awesome young fella. Everything stacked against him. It turned out fantastic because he's a son of the Lord. Now, every one of you genuinely enjoy the spirit that Howard brought to us and generate it for a few more times. Pass it forward. It's what Howard did. That's what Miss Linda did. They welcomed us into their family without any reservation whatsoever, and we became family as well. And we've been family ever since. And somehow or other, mysteriously, we wound up in Tennessee.
Praise the Lord.
Who would have thunk that? Real quick, I have died 12 times. The longest period of time that I was dead, 7.5 minutes. And I can tell you, after having done it this many times, either I have 3 purple hearts. I got 41 years in the military. I've died 12 times, sometimes in surgery. I got more body parts that don't belong here. That still things still work, amazing but true. I love Jesus. He's kept me alive 12 times. Dying is not a bad thing. Dying is a wonderful thing because for a very short period of time, in your mind, you can be anywhere you want to be. You can do anything you want to do, and you can have the Lord with you on your travels to heaven. Why the heck he hasn't taken me yet, I have no clue. 12 times I've been shot and left for dead. I've got blown off the deck of a battleship.
Amen.
I've been shot in the field. I've had incredible allergic reactions that have taken my life. But I'll let you take this with you. It's not a bad thing. Be there with the Lord, you're golden.
Amen. 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 I thank the Lord that the Bible says the sting of death is gone. Jesus took it for us. That's why the Bible says, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Death is just a shadow for a child of God. The pain is gone. Jesus is just like Lazarus. Lazarus lived remember the account of the Bible, Lazarus and the rich man. Lazarus lived a miserable physical life. But the Lord was with him to death, through death, after death. No break in his presence. And I praise the Lord for that. But it's been good to be here tonight. I praise the Lord for the sweet spirit.
Yes.
A precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of one of his saints. And the presence of the Lord here tonight, his manifest presence, I should say, is just a testament to Brother Howard's faithfulness. I believe that's why the Lord does that at funeral services. Shows up in special ways because he's saying, that's my child you're talking about. He did it right because he let me do it through him. That's how we do it. Brother Howard surrendered control and gave it to the Lord, and God did great things through him. Every person in here is a testament to that. He was here 3 years. 3 years. I've lived here my whole life. And look at all the people he reached. There is literally people around the world watching. We got some people from Denmark, right, watching? Denmark watching, yes, okay. Oregon, we're praying all the Oregonians, if that's a word, are going to move to Tennessee and get right with the Lord. That's why I was saying when he moved to Tennessee, hey, we know, you know you've got right with God when you move this way. So this is a joke, but... But I praise the Lord for Brother Howard, and I praise the Lord for Miss Linda.
Amen.
Miss Linda, we love you. We're here for you. Amen. I keep telling you, you're going to get sick of us. You ain't yet, but hey, we love you very much. We love you, Mark. We love you, Miss Vanessa, Brother Steve, Caden, all the other family. We love you all so much. Brother, man, I'm so happy for you. Amen. And Brother, hey, your dad's happy.
Yep.
Joyous. He may have made a few laps around heaven for you. And thank Jesus specifically for saving Ken. Praise the Lord. And if you're here tonight and you're not saved, the Lord wants to do that for you. You say, I can't live like Brother Howard did. You're right, you can't. But God can through you. If you'll get right with God, get saved, he can do through you what he did through Brother Howard. That's what he wants to do. So what we're going to do now is we're going to close in a word of prayer. And there are refreshments here in just a moment that they would like you to, Miss Linda would like you to stick around and enjoy. Some people from the church, Josh, Chris, Pastor Daniel, Jason, Brother Gene. We will get some tables here in just a moment, not yet. We're going to close in prayer, and then we're going to first show the video. There's a video after we pray, but before we start breaking down for the meal, Brother Steve made a beautiful video, pictures, Brother Howard. And what you're going to see is Brother Howard either with his babies or his wife. That's what you're going to see. And with some really cool cowboy hats, too. I really like those. I thought those were pretty awesome. Old pictures and new. Brother Howard just rocked that sucker. He did. He sure did. But so what we're going to do is we're going to pray now, and then we're going to show that video. It's about 12 minutes long. Please, if possible, remain seated and watch the video when the video is over. Anyone that would like to help, we'll move those back two or three rows of tables, kind of push them to the side, put some tables out so we can fellowship. Miss Linda would like to fellowship. Miss Linda doesn't like to talk at all. Okay, she doesn't. But she will tonight, right? Tonight you will. No, that was her request. She wants us to enjoy some refreshments and fellowship with her and love on her and the whole family. So what we're going to do is we're going to pray now. I'll pray over the food as well. We'll watch the video. When the video's over, then we'll begin to set the tables up for the refreshment. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Jesus, for the privilege you've given us to come to your house tonight. Lord, to step into your manifest presence to us tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the amazing life that Brother Howard allowed you to live through him. Thank you, Lord, for the example that he was. And Lord, please, please, Lord, help me by your grace to be half the man that Brother Howard was. Lord, please help me to love my wife as he did. Please help me to love my children as he did. Please help me to be a witness as he was. Lord, please help me to love your word as he did. Lord, please help me to be a hard worker as he was. Lord, please help us to take these things and apply them to our lives by your grace so that we, as Pastor Daniel said, can shine your light bright so that more people can come to know you as their Lord and Savior. Lord, if there's anybody in our presence tonight or watching online somewhere around the United States or around the world, I praise the Lord that the Holy Spirit's here and there at the same time. And I pray you're working in their hearts. And if there's anybody that doesn't know you, that you would draw them to you. Show them that what they are, which is a sinner, and show them what you've done. You died on the cross for their sins, and give them the faith to trust you as their Lord and Savior. And I know Brother Howard will be very, very excited. Lord, we thank you for the refreshments we're about to enjoy as we fellowship with Miss Linda and the family. I pray you'd bless those. I pray you'd help give us strength. I pray you'd help use the strength that they give us for your glory. Please bless all the hands that prepared them and worked hard to get those things ready. And give us the grace as Mountain City Baptist Church, Lord, to love this family, to love Miss Linda, Brother Steve, Miss Vanessa, Caden, everyone in the family here. Give us the grace to love them continually. But please help us to encourage and help and be there for them after all this is said and done. Because I know that's when it gets hard. But Lord, we're going to be here with them. But most of all, you're going to be there with them. And I pray, Lord, you just give them grace upon grace and give them, as the Bible calls it, peace that surpasses all understanding. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll show the video now.
Opened up for you, and the Jason, it's like a photo of Bob.
Mm-hmm.
What a beautiful video. A lot of wonderful memories. You got a few glimpses of his full quiver there for a minute. And I just said, brother, and not all of them either. I couldn't fit any more in the picture. I guess that's why they didn't have them all in there. And I'm going to have to get me a beaver hat now, Ken. I'm going to have to. And memory, but there we go. I'll wear that proud. But gotcha. That makes sense. Gotcha. Oh, I did. Apparently, not allowed to be in pictures. Hey, man. Well, it's been good to be here. What we'll do now is the service will end. But if you would like to come and fellowship with Miss Linda, love on her and the family, please do so. And any men that would be willing, we'll tear down the back two or three rows, set up some tables. The food is ready. And then once we get all that set up, we can get people to get through and get you some refreshments. Please be sure to, if you'd like to, please stick around and eat, fellowship with Miss Linda, and just brag on the Lord. And if you've got any good memories of Brother Howard, I'm sure she'd love to hear those as well. It's one thing that I've enjoyed every time I see you again, Miss Linda. You tell me of somebody else has told you something else where Brother Howard has had an impact on them, and it's just really cool to see. And I'm sure you'll hear that and see that a lot in the coming months. So. But we'll be dismissed tonight with a word of prayer, and then we'll, as some men that are willing, we'll break down the tables, or take the chairs down and put the tables up so that we can have refreshment. Pastor Daniel, would you close us?
Sure. Lord, I thank you so much for tonight, and it's just been what a blessing for us just to be at this celebration of life service. And God, we just thank you for Christ.
Yes.
We thank you for the hope that's in Christ.
Yes.
We thank you for victory in Jesus. Lord, for grace truly is amazing. And God, I just pray that you'll bless our time of fellowship now. And God, I just pray that you'll just be with the family and draw them close to you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Give them a double portion of grace and peace tonight and the days ahead. And all these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.